I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Governor Brian Kemp says state officials are monitoring Hurricane Dorian closely and preparing for potential evacuations. In a press conference Wednesday, Kemp said it's too soon to tell the exact track of the storm or predict its impact on Georgia. But despite that,
you need to start preparing now if you're in the coastal communities for sure. We'll continue to keep you updated as we learn more. We feel like we'll know a lot more as we see the path develop.
State officials say any evacuation planning will include handling evacuees coming north from Florida. There is not currently an emergency declaration for Georgia. Metro Atlanta added more than 72,000 people in the last year. According to the AJC, the total population has now grown to 4.6 million people. The region's biggest county, Fulton, added the most people, 16,700. That's the largest single-year growth in the region. Cherokee and Henry counties have doubled their population since the year 2000. Well, Dragon Con begins in Atlanta tonight. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
Dragon Con celebrates all things pop culture, from gaming to television to comics. Some of this year's star-studded guests include Doctor Who's David Tennant and George Takei from Star Trek. Convention spokesperson Daniel Carroll says staff will be following security protocol to make sure their tens of thousands of guests feel safe. That's even when costume convention goers are carrying around realistic-looking weapons as part of their character.
We ensure that that weapon is piece bound. That means it is wire tied so that it's non-functional.
Five Atlanta hotels host the convention. It runs through Labor Day Monday. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Savannah's harbor pilots could get more time to comply with stricter pollution controls. More from GPB's Emily Jones.
The pilot boats that go out to meet container ships coming into the port of Savannah have to be relatively small, under 65 feet. Otherwise, they would face speed restrictions designed to protect right whales. That became a problem when emissions standards changed in 2017. Master pilot Trey Thompson says the lower emission engines won't work.
They're larger, heavier, and just won't fit in the boat that we need.
The EPA is proposing a rule that would delay the stricter rules until 2022. The boats emit pollutants that are linked to asthma attacks and other lung problems. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
The lynching of four people in Walton County, Georgia, 73 years ago made headlines, but today there's still one question about the case.
I want to know exactly who did it.
A court hearing later this year might be the last best chance to understand the Morse Ford lynching. You can learn more about the infamous case at gpbnews.org and this afternoon on All Things Considered. And in sports, Georgia Tech begins their football season tonight with a game against the defending national champions. The Yellow Jackets will face the Clemson Tigers on the road this evening. Kickoff is set for 8 o'clock. Clemson is coming off a year when they defeated the powerful Alabama Crimson Tide in the title game. Tech, meanwhile, is in a period of transition with first-year head coach Jeff Collins at the helm. Collins replaced longtime coach Paul Johnson. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.